I can't do it.
Daisy.
Can you go turn the air off?
Welcome to Inside Hogwarts, a Harry Potter podcast made by kids for kids.
I'm Daisy.
And I'm Vaughn.
And today we're talking about Chapter 16 of Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix in the Hogshead. So, how's your summer going, Vaughn?
Well, it's been a summer.
How do you feel about summer?
Camp isn't the best, but summer's nice and not nice at the same time.
Yeah, since we recorded last time, how many Marvel movies have we watched? I think we watched
Iron
Man 2.
We have seen a total of at least
two. It was actually two. Because last time we were talking about how the next one we had to watch was Iron Man 2. So we watched Iron Man 2 on Sunday. And then we watched Hulk on... Wait, no. Yes. We watched Hulk on Monday.
Is Hulk even canon?
Yes, it is. That is Bruce Banner's canonical backstory.
So, the woman that his wife just disappears.
No, not that was his girlfriend.
His girlfriend just disappears after
yes.
it. Yes. That's interesting.
I know, isn't it? But yeah, we've been pretty bad about that. The good news is, I finally finished my chemistry class. I'm pretty sure I failed my final, but even though I failed my final, I still got like 89% in the class. But the grade hasn't come out, so I guess we'll see, and I will update you guys on that. But if all goes well, I will be a year ahead of every other sophomore at my high school in science.
You can
Very exciting.
You can join my gang.
The
year ahead gang.
It's yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Vaughn's a year ahead in math, so last year he would bus to the high school, and he was in my class, and he was the 8th grader in a class full of freshmen and sophomores.
The year ahead gang. Let's go.
Yeah. So, I'm excited to be in a year ahead in science. Other than that, this week, when you guys hear this, we will be on a cruise, probably docked in Catalina. Have you been to Catalina, Vaughn?
You have, right?
Vaughn,
I have.
They probably can't even see your face around the mic. I made it so that we cannot see the camera, because otherwise we're just going to be staring at ourselves.
No, I need to stare at myself. No. I need to look into my own eyes deeply. Okay, so
no, just
know.
Click on it so it goes in front of all the other browsers. Vaughn does not know how to work a computer.
I'm beautiful.
Wasn't really expecting that to happen.
No! Can you just shut me out?
Okay, anyway. You have been to Catalina, right, Vaughn? You went camping?
Yes, I have.
Boy Scouts, did you like it? Is it? Do you think it's like when we go to Catalina?
I wasn't a fan of Catalina.
No, you're not going to let me finish.
You're not going to let me finish. Catalina, it can be very boring or very fun. Because my Boy Scout troop, and like every time I've ever been to Catalina, the group I was always with chose to go to the least fun part of the island.
Like what? What's like, the least fun part?
Or like, I think I remember going one time, and we just went to, like, this barren area of the island in, like, this one, like, historic lighthouse.
Yeah.
And that was it.
So for those of you who don't know, Catalina is this very, 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 very small island that has, like, one city on it off of the coast of Southern California. And, yeah, so would you say that,
somewhere
like,
off the coast of Southern California.
Catalina.
Pacific Rim.
Hitting cinemas near you. August 25th. That's a good date. So when we're docking in Catalina, would you say we should get off or we shouldn't get off?
I'm just going to stay on the boat.
Yeah, good call.
Can I just sip on a milkshake?
Yeah, our grandma is pretty much spoiling us this week, and she got this package where you can have unlimited milkshakes. All the real ones are going to, you can have unlimited games. But no milkshakes. Or unlimited games. Oh, wait, no.
Unlimited milkshakes.
Games. Unlimited games, but no games. All the real ones are going to get that reference. Anyway.
What are all the real ones?
The ones that probably know.
Games.
Oh, no. Vaughn, you know the reference.
No.
I'll tell you after.
Looking, I'm looking it up.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh.
Well, let you guys figure that one out for yourselves. But
search it out.
Anyway, basically we can have unlimited milkshakes any time of day. And I mean ungodly hours of the morning. 3 a.m., milkshakes. You know?
2 a.m.
But yeah, we'll probably just be sipping on those.
3 a.m. in 1 nanosecond, milkshakes.
I'm very excited for that. Strawberry milkshakes all day, baby. And then we're going to Ensenada, but I don't think we're going to get off the boat. Are you looking at me because strawberry is a horrible milkshake flavor? Stop touching the mic.
How dare you defile milkshakes with your strawberries?
I mean, I'll have chocolate and vanilla, but strawberry is pretty good, too. Yeah, but then we're going to Ensenada. I don't think we'll get off there. I think we're just going to stay on the boat again. And then we'll be back Friday, and then we'll, you know, record. And then we have 2 weeks before we get back to school, which is just insane. And when we get back, Vaughn has 2 weeks of what they call Hell Week for band camp. And so he will be very sad. But I will be very happy.
Viewers, save me, please.
Yeah.
No, get me millions of viewers so that I never have to do band again. I can retire right now.
How about millions of viewers so that we can retire from school? Because now we're financially taken care of for the rest of our lives. So we need
at least 2 billion from you guys.
We don't need educations.
No. Send me $1,000. I'll send you $2,000 back. I promise I'm not lying. This definitely isn't a scam.
Definitely. Okay, before we get too deep into scams. Oh, wait, really quickly, I want to tell you guys. Today's Harry Potter's birthday. We are filming on Harry Potter's birthday, which is very nice. I was at the mall today with my mom and her sister. Our mom and our sister. And they were doing this event at Barnes & Noble for Harry Potter. And we didn't go in because we're kind of on a time crunch. Because right now, even though we're recording, we should be packing. So we couldn't go into Barnes & Noble. I'm not.
Daisy, you need to pack your 20 cases of chapstick.
Honestly, I kind of do, but I don't have 20 cases because I run out of them so quickly. Yeah. All right, so the first sentence of today's chapter is Hermione made no mention of Harry giving Defense Against the Dark Arts lessons for... For 2 whole weeks after her original suggestion. So there's like this brief synopsis, I guess, of what they had been doing during these weeks, months, because we have no idea how long it has been since she suggested it, but Harry had finished his detentions, Ron had gone to 4 more Quidditch practices, and Hermione had progressed to Vanishing Kittens and Transfiguration.
Where do the kittens go?
And I wanted to bring this up, exactly, where do the kittens go?
No, everything that's vanished is actually fed into a meat grinder on the off the coast of Guatemala.
That's horrible. And Guantanamo.
Guantanamo Bay.
I can never say it correctly. Isn't it Guantanamo?
You're killing me. You're making me say it wrong. Guantanamo Bay.
Guantanamo.
I hate you.
Guantanamo.
Guantanamo.
It's not Guantanamo.
Guantanamo.
Yeah. Okay, so what if the kittens are being transported there?
They get meat grinded.
Who eats them?
Who said anybody ate them? Daisy.
If they're being meat grinded, are they being packaged? Are we eating them?
Packaged.
Are they just saying this is beef? we'll just call this
It's what they make into hot dogs. It's actually cat.
It's funny until you start thinking about
it. Where did they harvest these cats from, though? Like, how did they get cats off?
That's true. Or maybe they're summoning them.
How do you summon a cat?
Accio.
Accio cat.
Or the Owl Emporium. Or, there's the Owl Emporium, but there's another cat store in... Or
Diagon Alley.
There's another pet store in general. I forget what it's called. Owl...
All right, on with the chat.
I don't remember, but maybe they're mass distributing kittens. Have you ever seen a cat at Disneyland? Speaking of cats, I have.
Of course. You know, we were there together.
True, and I pointed it out.
Nice segue to bring it up to the viewers.
Yeah, we just... One day, in the library, Hermione brought up the lessons again to Harry. He asked if they had both listened to what he said about his experiences being a load of luck. Hermione said yes, but that there was no use pretending he wasn't good at Defense Against the Dark Arts, and that Victor had even said that Harry could do things that Victor couldn't do, even though he was in his final year at Durmstrang and Harry was only a fourth year. Victor's also stupid. I don't know
Victor
how to,
is also
how
stupid.
How do I put this politely? Victor is not smart, Hermione. Like, he's not a very good matchup for Harry. I mean, Harry's not smart either.
Now you see, Victor, wave wand, magic happen.
Actually, though, Harry's not that smart, so Victor is stupid. He must, the scale is, Hermione's here, Harry's, not sure that you can see my hands right now, but Hermione's here, Harry's here, and Victor is just, you can't even see my hands.
Dizzy, it bothers me so much that you still have that TV mount on your wall.
I have to have it there, because if I take it off, cords will be behind it. Just right there. I know, it annoys me too, but
we used to have a TV in this room because our older brother used to live in here, and then we removed the TV.
But you guys didn't know that we had an older brother.
Yeah, so now there's just a TV mount sitting on the wall, and it annoys me so much.
It's whatever at this point.
And it's hard to tell, what's the base? Is that the base or that the base?
That's the base.
That didn't do anything for me.
Stop setting, you're making so much noise.
Sorry.
We should move on from the TV mount on my wall.
Yes.
Where are we? Okay. Ron asked if she was still in contact with Victor, and he says it, I don't know what the term would be, he says it very aggressively. He says to Hermione, "You're not still in touch with Victor, are you?" Something like that. And that, Ron makes this comment that Victor didn't only want to be Hermione's pen pal, because Hermione calls him her pen pal, and Hermione just ignored him and turned to Harry again. Harry said that he would just teach her and Ron, so he just agreed to teach Ron and Hermione. Hermione, prefacing, okay, so I'll go into that in a second. So Hermione suggested they offer the chance to learn to other people and that their first meeting be at the Hogsmeade trip, which is coming up, or what was coming up in October. Now, what I was going to add right here is that something that happens a lot in this chapter, and I think in general throughout this book. It's okay. I don't have a stutter. Throughout this book is that Hermione and Ron will say things. Well, specifically Hermione, she said it several times in this chapter, where she would say things like, Harry, don't get upset with me, and then lead into a topic. Like, she had to preface everything she said with, Harry, don't fly off the handle, you know, Harry, don't get mad. Which I guess just shows how much Harry is affecting the people around him, you know?
Yeah.
It's just something that I noticed, and I'm sure you guys have been noticing it too if you're reading along with us, which hopefully you are. Leading up to the Hogsmeade trip, Harry was worried that Sirius might throw caution to the wind and show up just to see him. When he discussed the prospect of Sirius showing up with Ron and Hermione, they reassured Harry that he wouldn't. Hermione said that they had told anyone who they thought might be interested in learning DADA to meet them in Hogsmeade. The morning of the trip, Filch crossed all the names off his list and sniffed Harry as he got to the front of the line. So basically, imagine the mic.
Filch, what are you doing?
Imagine
why'd you need to sniff him?
This mic is Harry. Filch basically looks at him and goes. He probably did it more like that, more obnoxious.
That's the stuff.
Harry, so when they're done, Ron's like, Harry, why did Filch sniff you? And Harry explained to them, what had happened, that someone had tipped Filch off, that Harry had a bunch of dung bombs. And Hermione's all like, interesting. So, foreshadowing.
Interesting.
I don't actually remember what this is foreshadowing, but interesting.
This is foreshadowing for Aunt George.
Is it?
They have dung bombs.
Who would have tipped Harry off, though?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. Hermione led the way to the Hog's Head, which was a bar consisting of a small, dirty room in Hogsmeade. Almost everyone had their identities concealed by covering their faces, and Harry remembered that this was the same place where Hagrid had met Voldemort when he got Norberta?
Norberta.
Because she's actually a girl. Hermione.
Dad, I'll call, she can be whoever she wants to be.
That's true, she can be. Norbert.
And I say she wants to be a male. Norbert.
Hermione ordered 3 butterbeers for the 3 of them, and they sat at the farthest table from the bar. They saw the door open and watched, and get ready for me to list all these people. Let's count on our fingers. Neville, Dean, Lavender, Parvati.
Madpa.
Padma. Padme.
What? Padma? That's how you spelled Padma.
I spelled it right, but auto-corrected.
To Madpa.
Yes. Cho.
What is a Madpa?
I don't know. I don't know. Cho and her girlfriends, so I'm going to say that's like 2. Luna, Katie, Alicia, Angelina, Colin and Dennis, Ernie, Justin, Hannah, a Hufflepuff girl, Anthony Goldstein, Michael Corner, Terry Boo, Ginny, a Hufflepuff Quidditch team player, Fred, George, and Lee.
J.K. Rowling couldn't have just come up with 2 different names? 2 other names? Instead of just calling them a
Hufflepuff? Well, Harry didn't know who those people were.
Yeah, but we're not talking about this. The story isn't from Harry's perspective. It's like a third party's perspective.
It's a third person.
It's like if God was watching.
I mean, that's true to a certain extent. But when you think about it, the book only goes into Harry's emotions. Like, it's as close to being from Harry's perspective as you can get without being Harry's perspective. Without being, like, I pronouns. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
As Fred ordered 25 butterbeers, Harry asked Hermione exactly what she had been telling people. She said that they all just wanted to hear what Harry had to say. When everyone was seated, Hermione gathered their attention and said that she had the idea that everyone who really wanted to study Defense Against the Dark Arts should take matters into their own hands. When she mentioned that they needed to learn real spells to defend themselves because Lord Voldemort is back, everyone was startled but stared at Harry. The Hufflepuff Quidditch team member...
Hufflepudge would have been a good name.
Hufflepudge. Yeah. Zachariah Smith, because I cannot say it with a normal... Zachariah Smith, that is such a strange name, asked for proof that you know who is back. Hermione said that Dumbledore believes it, which apparently is enough proof for Hermione. You know, if Dumbledore believes something, then it's true. Zacharias interrupted her and said that Dumbledore believes Harry, and that everyone has the right to know why Harry thinks that Voldemort's back. Harry realized that everyone was there so that they could hear his story firsthand. So he stood up and said that Dumbledore had told the whole story last year and that he wasn't going to spend his afternoon trying to convince anyone.
Zacharias asked what exactly had happened in the graveyard, but did you take some of my notes?
No.
Okay.
You took some of my notes. Then,
no, I'm sure it was on my page.
No.
Okay, well, the viewers can judge. Zacharias asked what exactly had happened in the graveyard, but Harry said that he wasn't here to explain how Voldemort killed people. Hermione said that they would need to figure out where they would meet, when they would meet, and how frequently they would meet. A girl asked if it was true that Harry could cast a stag Patronus, and he said yes. He asked if she was related to Madame Bones, the woman at the...
Susan.
The girl was Susan Bones, and Madame Bones was the woman at the court case that asked about Harry's Patronus, and Susan Bones said yes. The other students...
You said that you, like, slurred her name, Susan Bones.
Susan Bones.
Susan Bones.
Susan Bones.
Okay.
The other students asked Harry if he killed the basilisk, and then went on talking about how he saved the Sorcerer's Stone, fought Voldemort, and competed in the Trevor's Tournament. Harry did his best not to look pleased, and went on telling them that he did it all with help. The students went on to point out the times that he beat the Dementors and the dragon solo, and he acts so modest.
Yeah.
Like, he beat a dragon solo, he went underwater and saved two people solo.
Because I think that, like, when everyone else... Because I think that Harry sees that everyone else sees him as this, like, almost godlike personality. When he realizes that there were so many external factors that affected those things for him, like... Bertie Crouch Jr. was helping him with all of those tasks. Like, he would never have figured out to use the summoning charm if it weren't for Bertie Crouch Jr.
And he wouldn't have been able to save Sirius without Hermione.
Exactly.
Because she had the time turn.
I think he is being too modest, but to some extent, I think he realizes people are giving me way too much credit when I did all of this stuff with so much help.
Yeah. Zacharias Smith said that Harry didn't know anything.
We should
come
up with a nickname for Zacharias. Just like Zacky.
Zacky, okay.
Zacky.
Well, Harry then said that while he did do things on solo certain times, it was still a luck. Zachariah Smith said that Harry didn't know anything then because it was all with help. And Ron and the twins told him to shut up, and the twins are George and Fred, if you didn't.
I mean, I don't...
pick up on that.
Padme and
Padme and... Hermione asked if everyone agreed that they wanted lessons from Harry. They all said... Daisy?
You don't get to see her notes. You just get to improv.
They all said yes, and Hermione said... Oh, and Daisy, I forgot to tell you. I've reformed my ways. I've began taking longer notes. Have you been noticing?
Oh, I didn't notice. Oh, wow. That's very good. So cool. That's very good. Hey, there are some very short notes coming up. No.
They all said yes, and Hermione said that they would need to find a night to agree on between Quidditch, but this was more important than Quidditch. Ernie Macmillan began ranting about how the ministry gave them a horrible professor.
Very off-topic, Ernie.
And it was well said what Hermione said. And it's, like, such, like, a sudden contender? Outburst from her. It's not even... Daisy, you gotta say it right. And that doesn't make any... You gotta... Daisy.
He says, hear, hear, at one point during Hermione's little introduction. I just didn't include it in the notes.
Daisy, it's not...
contender?
That's hardly a contender moment.
No, I think it is.
You gotta find the right time.
I think it is.
Hermione pointed out that Umbridge wouldn't let them use spells because they thought that Dumbledore was creating an army with the students. It's like a child army.
army of children.
All of the students of Hogwarts against the full power of the ministry. What wins? Like, seriously, what does Fudge think is gonna happen? Years. Even if Dumbledore does have an army, what are they gonna do? Luna said it made sense because Fudge had his own army of Heliopaths, which were tall fire spirits. Hermione said that Fudge didn't, and the two began arguing. Ginny interrupted them to get the meeting on track, and Hermione asked where they would meet. Students suggested the library and unused classrooms. Hermione took out a piece of parchment and had everyone sign it to record who was there, and agreed not to tell anyone about the group. They all left, and Hermione brought up that Michael Corner and his friends wouldn't have come had Ginny not been dating him.
I didn't even remember this. Michael Corner's a Ravenclaw, right?
Dirty Ravenclaw.
Ew.
Ron freaked out and said that he thought Ginny liked Harry, but Hermione said that she had given up on Harry months ago.
Months ago.
Months.
Ron, you stupid idiot. September 1st, when we got on that train, she realized she was over Harry.
It was not happening.
And then a week later, she changed her ways.
They began walking back to Hogwarts, while Ron muttered under his breath about Michael. Hermione asked Harry about Cho, and she said that she couldn't keep her eyes off of him.
Contender?
This book,
number 6 and number 7 are going to be filled with so many contender moments.
It's not a good contender moment. You gotta find the right one.
Okay, fine.
You gotta find the right time. Fine. Leave it to me.
Fine.
How about you leave it to me?
Fine. As long as you promise once an episode to do it.
Not once an episode. That's gonna be too annoying.
Fine.
I'll do it whenever it's right, okay?
Okay.
Last sentence. Harry had never before appreciated just how beautiful the village of Hogsmeade was.
So we didn't do any movie gifts today, and the reason is because, like, last week, we are kind of under a time crunch because we have to eat dinner as well as pack, or Vaughn doesn't have to pack, but I have to pack, so we're going to move straight on to AVPM, where we're going to be finishing it.
I love magic.
Welcome back to our analysis. So today we're going to be finishing a Harry Potter musical.
Yay.
Finally, because it's taken 5 weeks, including the week that we just decided not to record an episode. Anyway, we're gonna do the last stop rolling your head aggressively. We're gonna be finishing a Harry Potter musical. I am very excited.
40
so,
minutes.
Everyone,
of pure fun.
Honestly, if you guys haven't been watching along with us, you should be. Just download Spotify. It doesn't take that much. You can delete You can delete it right after. But it's a very nice, useful tool because neither of us want to use YouTube to upload, honestly.
Oh, really?
I would just rather not be using YouTube.
What's wrong with YouTube?
Comments.
Oh, comment sections.
They can be brutal. Okay, so let's get started. I'm going to unpause in Oh, also sorry if you can hear noise behind us or if like the air conditioning kicks on. If the air conditioning kicks on,
we can just disable comments.
That's true, we could. Is it more likely that people from school will find our stuff if we're on YouTube? I feel like we're not big enough to the point of where I'm worried about.
I don't think our content is good enough.
No. It's not like it's not good enough. I'm just saying I don't think we're big enough. Like, we don't have enough listeners where it's just going to be pushed to every single Harry Potter, you know, whatever. All right, we're going to start in 3, 2, 1.
That hurt my ears.
Slapper.
I know, and they're looking for me.
Clap
and
in her face.
You're going to be with me. You're going to get in trouble. Get out of here.
Well, what are you going to do?
I don't know, Jenny. I'm not cut out for this kind of thing.
Well, no, you have to do something. I don't know what you can do, but you can do it. You're Harry Potter.
No.
You're the boy who lives.
No, Jenny. You don't get it. How did you guys get it? I'm just a 12-year-old kid.
He's still 12?
The reveal. Still 12.
The reveal from being 12. In a Harry Potter
sequel?
I forget what it's called. Yeah, a Harry Potter sequel. It's his first year of school. It's a prequel.
No.
I don't know what 3 is. As far as I know, number 3 is just a table read. It's not really a musical, but I haven't seen number 3. Number 2 is pretty good, but I think it's kind of inappropriate from what I've seen. But we can still watch it.
Okay.
Oh, this is awkward.
It's just like the movies.
What's just like the movies?
The awkwardness.
Oh. Oh, that's true.
No, the musical aspect.
Look at his face. Look at his face. Brightest red wig. I know we've probably talked about this before, but her wig is so bright. I wonder if any of the Harry Potter cast have seen this. I know that Luna, the girl who plays Luna Lovegood, was part of the table read for number 3. Like, she played herself. She played Luna.
Oh.
But I wonder if any of the other ones. I wonder if Dan Radcliffe has gone onto YouTube and watched.
Dan Radcliffe?
I'm on a first name basis with Daniel Radcliffe.
It's Daniel, not Dan.
Dan. Daniela. What am I saying?
Okay, this is overall the worst scene. Okay, I want him to just be mean and completely shut out Ginny again. That'd be the nicest. That'd be the best thing.
Yeah. Sorry if I cry when it goes on, guys. That's a bad habit.
Did they rehearse this before? Ginny Harry?
Not for this, obviously, but not an Emmy. Wait,
Golden Globe?
Isn't a Golden Globe for music?
Hey, Harry.
Daisy, you gotta type well.
Oh my gosh, why is everyone?
Back together.
Guys, I'm so glad you came back. I'm sorry I shot it. Cause it don't matter what it'll come to be. Our love is all we need.
It sounds like this song doesn't even sound like Harry Potter related. It just sounds like they pulled this song out of a stock.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Come on, just end it.
He saw us this morning. What is my name?
It's the team pose. Okay, now we need to go kick Ginny out.
It could be anywhere. Yeah. If I had a Horcrux, I would drop it in the bottom of the ocean. Or I would put it in a pyramid with King Tut and all of his jewels. Or I would blast it into space with a monkey who knew nothing about Horcrux.
Honestly?
Or it could be hidden somewhere points. Around the mundane British countryside. Our search could entail months of depressing camping, breaking into Gringotts, and drinking boatloads of punch.
Honestly? Well, yeah, it is kind of depressing.
Dumb.
Yeah.
But it does
say that
it's in one
dumb,
place.
So we're not doing
get
that.
This. Hogwarts, what are the odds? That's awesome. I love Hogwarts. What's even better, it's in Dumbledore's office.
Oh, bitch.
So let's go. Oh, wait a second. Hold the phone. How did you get here? The Death Eater's all over Hogwarts.
Oh, I had help.
From who? Oh, he's over here. Malfoy!
Ron,
you argue that this was my fault?
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, that would be a safe argument. But let me ask you one question. Do you think I'm happy about this?
Oh my God, Malfoy, just because you're upset doesn't mean you're off the hook.
Yeah, yeah. Furthermore, do you want to kick your own ass or should we do it for you?
Yeah. Well, I guess if you're giving me the option, I'll kick my own ass. Dumbledore's office. It's ironically the same way the Death Eaters got in.
Okay, alright, well why don't you boys head off to Dumbledore's office, okay? Ginny and I will take the invisibility cloak, and we will see if we can contact the Order of the Phoenix. We really haven't seen them the whole play.
So. What, Draco's just like trying to pat them both on the back? I don't understand.
Hey, Hermione! Here, come on. Come downstage. listen. So, I've been acting like a real jerk ass lately, you know that, and I'm sorry, it's just seeing you dance with everyone at the Yule Ball just made me kind of jealous, I was jealous.
You were jealous?
Yeah, it's the third time I said I'm jealous.
Okay.
This is just about how awkward apologies are.
Well, what if the Death Eaters get us? What if we don't come back, you know?
Don't say that.
Whoa. Harassment. Whoa.
Whoa. Harassment.
She can't decide if she wants to do it again.
She doesn't know how to eat a Tic Tac.
I think it's just gone.
Oh, it is.
Oh, what is happening?
I have no idea.
Oh my God.
All these people literally sitting 2 feet from them.
Still chewing her gum.
Oh,
off. It's just a...
It's not that big of a deal. Can we just look for some Horcruxes, please?
Roger.
Oh. Is this thing a pencil's a Horcrux?
No, that's not a Horcrux.
Nope. Is this a Horcrux? Nope. Oh.
Powdered donuts?
Nope. Those are snacks.
Wait, you guys don't have a snack.
This could take forever. There's so many things in this room. But the only thing of real value, huh?
He's a Zefron fan, Voldemort. What? Since when was there a Kyle?
I'm not sure how to think of maybe he just killed him. He was like,
Lord, kill it! Kill it for the last Horcrux! Kill it, Ron!
I don't know,
he's so charismatic!
Oh, I get it. Because you remember in, like, the movies where...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's like it's trying to fight back. It doesn't want to get... The Horcrux doesn't want to die.
He will betray you! He will take that which you want to know!
It's a lie, Ron! Don't listen to it! He's lying!
I know your thoughts, Ron. I know what you truly desire. Hello, Ron!
Oh my god, Hermione, you've lost weight!
That's right! I need to shave for Harry Potter.
What? Wait, what, Harry?
That's right! You'll always be second best, least loved. But if Harry Potter were gone, then we could be together forever.
Ron, that's not true.
Kill her.
Harry's my friend.
Honestly.
But don't you want me, Ron?
Yes.
Don't you love me, Ron?
Yes.
Then you know what you're gonna do, Ron.
Yes. I must kill Harry.
That's right.
Ron, no! It's a trick, Ron. Don't listen to her. Stop it. Listen, Hermione's my best. She's one of my best friends. I would never do anything to hurt you or her.
Lies, Weasley, all lies. You are covering hell.
Ron, it's not true. You're my best friend, man. My
kill
best
him.
Friend.
Kill him.
She was saying, you know, and it was like I couldn't. I don't know.
What?
Even if that's how she did feel about you and me, well, it wouldn't matter. You're my best friend. And I would never do anything to hurt you.
Wait, so now, so, oh, they had a whole face hole. They opened up in the back.
Yeah.
Listen, chaps, as fun as this was, I thought destroying the Horcrux would be much harder.
Yeah. So when you think about it, Horcruxes are just kind of stupid.
Yeah, a little bit.
Swords down in once.
Oh, look at Amy. Harry Potter giving orders to his itty bitty time off land.
I'm not a baby. Hey! I'm not a baby. I'm 12.
What the
f? I'm 12.
Whoa, deja vu.
Victory snake. Oh, I love it. We have Potter and his friends at last. You are a very mean person.
Yeah, Dumbledore trusted you.
Yeah, you're a big fat traitor, Snape.
Oh, a traitor, am I, Potter? You're exactly right. I am a traitor, because I'm about to betray someone right now.
Hiya!
Oh,
Potter!
Bat Bogey Hex.
No!
Bat Bogey Hex. No, serpent something. Oh my god.
Snake, no!
Oh, don't even think about moving unless any one of you wants a snake to the
ground. Goodness.
Only the Dark Lord has reserved the right to kill you. Come on, kids!
Mom? This is Weasley?
Who the hell are you? I'm Molly Weasley, and those are my kids.
Another Horcrux.
How can that be? All six have been destroyed.
No, there's a seven.
I really hope it's not an Ashley Tisdale plus, Frankie.
Check the medallion.
It doesn't say anything.
But give it to Granger.
Wait, but it says there's one right here, but I don't understand.
Yeah.
Harry, the night Voldemort killed your parents, he tried to destroy you, but his body was destroyed.
This play was the redemption arc that Draco never got.
A part of his soul was blasted away from the hole and attached itself to you. Voldemort can never truly die until all the Horcruxes have been destroyed.
But if Harry's a Horcrux, I mean, does Harry have to be destroyed?
There's got
to
be another way.
No, Potter. I'll show you what you need to do. Watch very carefully.
That's what he has to do.
He didn't even do anything.
It's because he's dead, you dumb.
Look at these people in the front. I mean, like, they are right in the action.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
People of Hogwarts. Death Eaters have taken the castle, and your headmaster, Albus Dumbledore,
creepy is dead. The fucking movie where you can everyone can
you
hear
resist, and you will all be killed one by one. There need not be war between us. You've all fought so valiantly, and I'm willing to offer you positions in my new world order as my slave. Give up now and be forgiven. I command my Death Eaters to stand down. Now, Harry Potter, I speak directly to you. You do not wish for those closest to you to continue to suffer and die on your behalf. You will come face me yourself. I will be waiting for you in the Forbidden Forest for 1 hour. At the end of that hour, you have not come to face me, have not turned yourself in. The battle recommences. This time, Potter, I shall.
How did you remember this all?
And I will.
Yeah.
The kid probably did.
And I will murder you, every last man.
I think it's like a monologue.
And child, who has tried to conceal you from me. Voldemort out, bitches.
Absolutely.
Guys, don't worry. We still have an hour.
done.
No, 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 no. There's got to be another
no,
way.
No, 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 no. You finally like me back.
There's something in this book. You know, we could find some sort of enchantment that will nullify.
No, 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 forget about it. There's only one thing to do. I have to die. I love you all. Except you, Draco. I can't.
They did not deserve to live in this world, in my world. Prepare to join them. Prepare to die. Avada Kedavra! I just thought it might make me feel less empty inside. Well, Death Eaters,
kind of fun.
We go back to Hogwarts to tell them what has become of them.
Well, because his part of him is in here.
Oh yeah.
Hey Harry.
Hey Harry.
Where am I? I thought I was dead. I got shot by Voldemort.
Did you say you're somewhere between our world and the?
What? Did I survive? What?
It'll be the first time, Potter. Take a seat.
Is he gonna sing?
Harry, have you ever heard of a love... Sit down. Have you ever heard of a love shield?
No, but it sounds kind of fruity.
A love shield is anything but fruit. It's when somebody loves you so much that if they were ever willing to give their life for you, that love literally becomes a shield which surrounds your body. Protect you from any form of dark magic.
So is that what's happened to me? I have a love shield.
Harry, it's time for you to learn all the things you should have known 7 years ago, which really would have helped you along the way.
He's 12.
The
left 5 years old.
You the first time. Voldemort accidentally turned you into the seventh Horcrux, the one that not even he knew about. Exactly. And when Voldemort tried killing you this time, he was actually unknowingly killing a piece of himself inside of you, and I've known the whole time.
You're this whole time, you
hey,
bastard.
Hey, hey. You don't call me the greatest wizard who ever lived for nothing. Harry, it is time for you to get your cute little butt back there and fight. except this time, he will be a mortal man too.
Dumbledore, I get what you're saying. I know what I have to do.
Good boy, good boy.
Hey, before I go, so you're clairvoyant now, right? You can see the past, the present, the future all at the same time? Can you tell me how Lost ends?
How what? Oh.
There are some questions that even I
can't. I think it was, like, really popular during this time.
It was.
It's, like, the millennial generation show.
Are you ready to go, Dumbledore?
Sure am, Rumblewalk!
And you're sure you don't want to let Harry Potter know that you're really still alive?
No. Fudge has been a closely guarded secret for thousands of years. It's safe to let the cat out of the bag. No pun intended.
I suppose you're right.
He's literally sitting
you
on this guy.
You have your spacesuit, Dumbledore.
I get it. He's the guy from Pit Farts. He's the headmaster.
Rumble Roar.
You ready to go, Rumby?
I sure am. To Pig Farts. Rumble Roar!
Is that it?
People of Hogwarts, it's me. Harry Potter is dead. He was killed while running away, trying to save himself while you laid down your life. Battle.
Okay, quit it with the neck.
No.
Continue to resist and be slaughtered.
Wait, what happened? Why are they laughing?
Come out of the castle.
Just cause.
Kneel before me, and you may be spared.
You guys, barricade the door. Go with
Neville.
The bench. Go, do it. Do it right now.
He's like face down.
Joe, you see if Neville's dead. you guys, go get snacks. Oh shit, we barricaded the door. I will quit.
Was he smoking?
Well,
yeah, I think he's holding a cigarette.
Come on, I'm tired.
No, we can't just be Death Eaters, okay? We are gonna fight, okay? And we are gonna fight so hard that we are gonna win. He thinks that we're finished. He thinks that we're done. He thinks that it's over. His battle is won. Ha! He thinks that we're finished. No, but we aren't through. Stop and think, my friends. What would Harry do for you?
He never gave up the fight. Harry stood up for what is right. Well, now it's our turn.
Must unite so we can fight!
thinking about how awkward it is for them if this kid is literally sitting on the stage.
Sorry about that.
He doesn't mean that. It's not how he operates, is it, boy? Who are you going to use as a human shield this time, Potter?
Ron.
Nobody. Because this time it's just you and me. Because all the Horcruxes.
Dude, quit it with your net.
No.
Even my Zephron poster?
Especially the Zephron poster.
Ah, curse you, Potter. You'll die for that.
No, I won't. I won't. Because you can't kill me. And you can't kill any of these people.
What the f*** are you talking about?
You don't learn from your mistakes, do you, Voldemort? I was prepared to die to save these people.
But you didn't!
Yes, but I meant to. And that's what did it. I've done what my mother did for me for these people. I've given them magical sanctuary, so you can't hurt me or these people ever again.
So what? Who cares about these children? It's you I want dead, Potter. What's to stop you from dying when I strike?
Isn't that Cedric?
I think so. They're getting ready for, like, when the when their wands collide for the ghosts.
There's gotta be one person.
Oh,
one
that's
thing
true.
In your life that you miss, that you regret.
Well, maybe there's one. No! There isn't! The joke's on you, Potter! I don't care about anybody!
I know. That's what makes you such a piece of shit. Because here at Hogwarts, we all stick together. We love one another. We're friends. My love is protecting these guys, and their love is all I need to protect me from you.
Let's put that theory to the test, Potter. Havana Kedavra!
Expelliarmus!
Oh my. He's alive.
I just heard that you were... feet a strike. Not because it's right. In. Here.
In my heart? So you came back?
I came home.
And you don't want to kill Harry Potter anymore?
No. Because I learned something when I had my body back at Quirrell. I learned that life is really messy, complicated, and it doesn't turn out the way that you think it will. And that you think killing people might make them like you, but it doesn't. It just makes people dead.
It just makes people dead.
I got killed by a 2-year-old. And it's really embarrassing. And everyone says, when are you going to come back, Voldemort? When are you going to take over the world? It's on me. It's all on me. And I'm sitting there by myself because no one wants to help. And I say to myself, maybe with Quirrell things would be okay. Is okay good? Quirrell! Okay is wonderful.
Who's your favorite character?
Quirrell, probably.
I really Cho Chang. Oh, I love Draco. That was amazing. They were amazing.
I didn't hear you.
Watch that whole thing with you guys. So, yeah, I think that's, I mean, we just finished A Very Potter Musical, so final thoughts, Juan. What did you think of A Very Potter Musical? Was it what you expected it to be when I kind of told you about A Very Potter Musical?
Or it was all of it and more.
Really? Yeah, I honestly, like, the first time I watched it, I was a little bit confused just because of what I had heard about it. I didn't realize that it was, like, what it was going to... I didn't realize it was going to be what it was, but then I watched it, and I was like, this is amazing, and there's so many good references, and I feel like if you're a Harry Potter fan, you need to have seen it, so I'm hoping that if you guys were... that you guys downloaded Spotify so you guys could watch it with us, because I really want you guys to have had the opportunity to watch it with us, too, and just, like, be in on the knowledge and, like, get the jokes when we make the A Very Potter Musical jokes. Sorry if Vaughn's, like, aggressive head nodding.
Hey, it's not, it time. Hasn't been annoying. Just don't look at me.
But yeah, thank you guys so much for sticking with us through that A Very Potter Musical. Who was your favorite character? I forgot to ask.
You
said Cho.
Cho.
Okay, so
and
I'm gonna leave, I'm gonna put a little Q&A box on the episode, so please let us know who your favorite character was, what your favorite moment was, whatever you want to let us know about watching this with us, we'd be really interested to know. So yeah, thank you guys so much for watching it with us. We really appreciate it. You can email us at insidehogwartspod@gmail.com. Check out our website, insidehogwarts.com.
and leave us a quick review and rating on Apple Podcasts, and we will see you guys next time.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to check back every Tuesday for another episode of Inside Hogwarts.